This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
It's Mini Friday, right? What day is it?
It's Thursday, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Thursday, January 10th, 2019.
It's Mini Friday.
Speaking of 2019, 50 years since Woodstock, the original Woodstock in 1969, and they are bringing it back.
Okay, so is there a lineup or just a rumored lineup so far?
Zero lineup at this point. We know the dates, August 16th to 18th, Watkins Glen, New York. It's being organized by the co-founder, Michael Lang, and he says it's about time we do this.
So it's going to be a lot of work.
Three main stages, over 60 performers, rock, hip-hop, pop, and country will be represented. And some classics as well, but the majority will be contemporary.
Who do you think will be like the biggest name that actually goes and performs at Woodstock? Because you know they're all being approached.
Well, it's got the hippie vibe. I would say like Arcade Fire, Coldplay could be some of the biggest rock names that may attend.
What about country?
I don't know.
Me either. Who's even
Miley and Dolly
big?
Together?
Ooh, something like that. Miley will definitely be there.
And then for hip hop, you got to think like Kendrick Lamar would be a pretty big hit.
Chance.
Yeah. Kanye, if he agrees.
Logic.
Make his own stage. Anyway, so that's pretty cool. 16th to 18th. I just tried to convince you into it, and you're just like, no, I don't.
New York scares me. The Sticky Bandits reside there.
That was a movie. Like, the Sticky Bandits are probably dead.
It was a documentary.
Trending this hour.
Kevin Hart says he's not hosting the Oscars. It was a pretty tense interview on Good Morning America. And when asked about it, he said, I'm over it. I'm not giving no more explanations of who I am. I'm just done. Because he does continue to face backlash for making past offensive comments about the LGBTQ community. And that was a while ago. And he said he apologized back then.
And he's apologized numerous times since. And like even went on Ellen and gave a heartfelt apology. We got it. Like,
yeah, he said he's over talking about the old tweets. He says there's not going to be any more conversation about it. And I'm glad he's making this stance because it's going to be important in the future for when people are watching The Bachelor for the first time and then they go back on their old tweets and they find something offensive. When they apologize and if they mean it wholeheartedly, we need to drop it.
Yes, that's right. If they've like changed for the better and apologized thoroughly and sincerely, it's over, right?
Mm-hmm. It should be.
Yeah. Especially like a tweet. And there are some things that I'm not quite as quickly to forgive.
Correct.
Someone on. And by the look of it, R. Kelly and what he's being accused of, one of those things that just an apology won't work. But an old tweet that Kevin Hart made and apologized for numerous times, come on. Time for the happy rap. This is where I throw down and try to put some positive light on something that often gets a little negative attention here in the city.
I'm all for art. I love it.
Yeah.
Even if it's a bit obscure.
Well, I agree. And I was reading up on the Talus Balls yesterday while I was writing this. And I just think it's really forward thinking to put money into things that the city is going to be able to enjoy or look at or make us more beautiful or be known for years to come.
But people have some different opinions on the actual art piece
for
itself.
Sure.
Like, is that supposed to look?
That's what art does, though, good. Right? It evokes emotion. So with that said, I'm going to show my positive emotion about the balls. Let me tell you about the Talus Balls. I know they ain't popular with some of y'all, but the next time you head into West Edmonton Mall, I hope you think of this song. Come on. The year was 2011, and our city felt like spending some cake on a public display one white miters would see every day. And so how much did we pay? About $600K.
Oof.
And what did the community say? I can make something that looks just as cray with a few big balls in a tinfoil tray. Filling potholes should be the priority, boy. The council disagreed. The balls will drop and stay So now we have a shiny pile of silver balls that make us smile. The way they glimmer, so much style. You can see them for a full quarter mile. Some call it pyramid of chrome. Others refer to it as the Telus Dome, which is odd because until I wrote this song, I thought that was something completely different. I was wrong. They look even cooler when you've had a few beers. They really confuse all the local deers. Like them or not, they'll be here for 1,000 years. So let's take a minute and celebrate our spheres. Balls, 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 balls,
balls, balls, balls.
Thanks.
Whew. Okay. If you didn't like the balls before, you're going to just love the balls now.
There is a story out of Scotland that is making international news. A woman went in to treat her severe dry eye and was given a cream. They gave her the wrong thing. They gave her Vitarose. Or Vitarose instead of Vitapose.
This upsets me because every time there's an eyelash in my eye or I get sunscreen in it, you really don't appreciate your eyeballs when they're normal. Like, having dry eye sounds terrible to me.
Very true.
All she wanted was a cure.
Yeah. And what she got was not that. So they gave her the wrong prescription, which was actually for erectile dysfunction. It was a cream. As a result of the unfortunate mix-up, the dry eye patient suffered chemical injuries, including blurred vision and redness. Have you ever heard the expression boner? Like, that's a boner.
Yeah, when a guy's looking at me.
No, a boner is a mistake, so yeah, maybe.
Hey!
Yeah, my mom used to say that all the time until we, like, got old enough that we laughed at her every time, and now she stopped. But apparently boner was an expression used quite often as a mistake. So that this story, obviously, quite a boner.
So you're telling me that a cream can help erectile dysfunction? Mm-hmm. What a time to be alive. Can I get some? Just to, like, have in my side drawer? Just kidding.
Here, slap this on.
There you go.
It's got to be hard on the eyes for that poor woman that... Right? Put the cream on there?
It would be, yes.
Very hard on the eyes. She was a little cockeyed afterwards, apparently.
I hate when that happens.
It raised some eyebrows for sure at the pharmacy. Rest assured, there's a stiff penalty coming to the pharmacist as well. Apparently, she didn't blink for 4 hours and had to consult the physician. So she'll be taking a long, hard look at her legal options.
How much porn do you think she had to watch for it to...
My thoughts and prayers are with the guy taking the eye drops 20 minutes before go time with his missus and then being completely devastated that even that doesn't work anymore.
On Highway 827 by Egremont.
What the hell are you talking about?
I've never heard of that road. Around the bend, watch for two vehicles in the ditch. It must be slippery. Look out for one another. If you see anything else out there, let us know about it. Maybe, like, let us know how to pronounce the roads, too. You never know, right? My apologies for my ignorance. Egremont is a town outside of Edmonton. I had no idea.
Yeah,
I'm
about,
so sorry.
About 60 kilometers.
So, Kristen wrote in saying, I'm actually from that area, so I had to look it up. Population 42. 42! I'm going.
The good news is, if you move out there, you'll definitely make the hockey team. We got a message that said, I heard you guys talk relationship stuff quite a bit. Just interested if you can chime in on this. My boyfriend and I have been watching a lot of movies lately. We get home from work at around the same time and have our evenings together, which is really nice. But I'm wondering if you have any suggestions for other cool things that may be fairly cheap we can do around the house together. Ooh. To enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, plus you want to, like, avoid the whole mundane... of a relationship. Like, you don't want it to become so routine that it gets to be boring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that watching movies isn't boring or is boring, because there's a lot of movie buffs out there that are like, we need to watch all of these and it's exciting and they cuddle and they eat popcorn and they do what they
sure
love to do. They cuddle, they spoon.
But quite often it's the couple will sit there and rifle through Netflix for 45 minutes and then pick something that they're both disappointed in. So I get it. Coming up with a list of movies you really want to see, or like your top 10 ever.
And then crushing them.
And then going through the ones the other person hasn't seen, probably not a bad idea. Or, I mean, you could just do it a whole bunch. Like just...
Okay, we don't need sound effects on our show, okay?
Okay.
So, what are your suggestions on what couples should do? Like, what if you're listening right now and you're in a relationship and you guys have fun,
mm-hmm.
can you teach us?
What right. do you do?
Like, there's a lot of people texting and saying that they build puzzles together.
Paint. Get canvases from Michaels and paint from the dollar store. It's cheap and fun. Some wine and you're set for a couple hours easily.
Meg wrote in, speaking of wine, and says that sometimes her and her significant other have wine and cheese nights. Cooking together is good, and you can converse and laugh. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get a dog, Amanda wrote. So true.
This text says, we play Jeopardy against each other every night, and we have an ongoing total of the score. It's gotten so heated that we both rush home from work for it. That's pretty cool.
Hasiba wrote in saying, last night my husband and I played Mario Kart on the Switch. It was good and it was competitive. It was a blast. That's fun.
They ended up fist fighting afterwards.
That's so true. This text from Alicia says, make sushi.
Mm.
Learn how to make sushi.
Yeah, experimental cooking. I like that idea.
Matthew writes, have a pancake cook-off. That's so random.
Have a kid. You'll never be bored again. I'll tell you that for sure.
You'll be stressed out.
Yeah. You'll be like, man, remember when we used to get to watch movies?
Yeah. Remember when I used to be able to sit on the couch and paint my nails in peace? Tanya wrote in saying, fondue night. My husband and I love it.
Mm.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. And it takes a long time.
Right. You want to plan your nights.
Right.
Right. If you get home at 6 or 5:30, whatever, and you don't have a plan.
You end up just chilling.
Yeah.
Ordering, skip the dishes, and laying. For the evening. This text says, watch the Marie Kondo tidying up series.
Mm, I watched the first episode of that. I was inspired.
And then organized together. It's actually fun and rewarding.
It's crazy how many things you'll end up throwing out.
That sounds like a terrible night.
Yeah, you don't like cleaning, though.
No, that's like a Sunday afternoon when you're like, ugh, there's only one way I'll get rid of this crippling anxiety. And if I do something, that's when I tidy up.
I'm just going to help everyone listening. You don't even have to watch the show. Basically what she says is she comes into your home and says, only keep things that spark joy.
Mm.
And then you end up throwing out like 6 bags of clothes.
Some people don't know that Lisa rents a room at my house. Sounds like you're going to have to head out.
What?
Find a new place. I only can keep things that spark joy.
I'd like an apology.
I was just kidding.
That hurt me.
I was kidding. Seriously, you were supposed to just move in for the summer 2 years ago.
I'm kidding, too. You think I care about what you think? Do you think I listen to you? No. Every time that you're like, can you move out? I ignore you, and I keep walking. So a lot of suggestions on the text line say to play board games. Sometimes mm-hmm. it can get really heated, though. See, that's the fear. That's the fear.
Yeah.
The competition.
The old board game flip.
Lance wrote in saying, go for a walk in one of the lovely nature areas.
Mm-hmm.
The River Valley.
There are a lot of beautiful spots, nooks in the city, yeah.
And a lot of places that you've never been to. Like, I know that the person that wrote us wanted suggestions of what to do at home.
Right.
But when that gets boring, maybe make a list of restaurants you've never been to, hole-in-the-wall places,
yeah.
a dish you've never tried somewhere that apparently is amazing. Why not? Even if you hate it.
Or like a type of food that you love eating at a restaurant, learn how to make it. Like, why don't I learn how to make proper pho? I love it.
There you go.
I eat it all the time, but I always have to go out for it because I have no clue how to make it.
I have a couple of friends that are married, and they make fresh pasta together once a week, and I just think that's so
interesting. It's dangerous, though.
Why?
If I knew how to make fresh pasta, I wouldn't, like, fit in this studio anymore. Thank you for checking out the program today. We are on our way out of here. Kevin Hayes takes over after 9 o'clock, but we are leaving you with a couple things. One, Hot107.ca, make sure you're hitting up the music survey. You just did it, and you can get qualified to win $500.
You win $500 and tickets to go see Shawn Mendes. So,
amazing.
And this survey took me maybe 5 minutes, maybe.
There you go.
Plus, if we're your favorite station, you're literally the one that's going to be deciding what songs need to go, which ones you want to hear more of, etc.
Exactly. And I'll leave you with the winning song for Throwback Throwdown as well.
Ooh, yeah.
Mine. all mine.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Far too kind.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.